Welcome to episode number 2 of the Watchman Church Security Podcast. I'm Brian LeMaster, the host of the show, and today we're going to talk about some of the things that have taken place since the Texas shooting that we talked about in episode 1. Now, what I'm seeing is that some states, law enforcement are offering CCW classes for free. While I can appreciate what they're trying to do, like many things, I don't think that they have really thought this through. What I mean by that is they're creating monsters. By that, I'm referring to the newly quote-unquote trained CCW holders who think that they're ready for combat. I used to teach concealed carry classes in Ohio and Indiana for many years, and even in other states. What I found to be to be a constant is that most people will never further their education because they have a false sense of security because they took a class, and by taking a class, you must know how to use your gun in a life and death situation, right? Wrong. Years ago, I coined the phrase that the handgun is the diet pill of self-defense. What I mean by that is that people want to strap on a chunk of metal with the power of life and death and think that they can successfully use it. It is the mindset of millions of Americans, okay? They do very little but expect good results. Unless you've spent at minimal hundreds of hours of training with a firearm, drawing from concealment, shooting, hitting your target, etc., you have no business carrying a firearm for self-defense, let alone for defending others in a church. If you think that you can, then you're a fool. Now, we're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are more of a danger to the general public and churchgoers than they were without CCW training. Way to go. Way to think it through, people. When I train people for church security, I hold the teams to a high standard. Now, if the team is not going to train at minimal, and I say at minimal 4 hours a month, and each team member is not willing to train on their own, then they should not have a team, and or you should not be on the team. Now, if you're going to carry a gun in a church or out on the street and not have the skills to safely and effectively to do that, stop carrying a gun, for crying out loud. Protecting others is a great responsibility, and most people are not cut out for it. Not to mention having made the decision to take the life of another human being, people, long before you ever put that pistol on your side or wherever you carry one. You have to come to terms with this before you ever put that gun on. Now, having little training, thinking that you can now protect anyone, including yourself, is just plain stupid. If you're not going to get more training and train on that information until you become proficient, you have no business carrying a gun. Yes, I'll say it again, you have no business carrying a gun. In case you didn't get it because you're slow, you have no business carrying a gun. I've trained well over 300 churches nationwide, and I tell you that those I've trained had no idea just how much more there is to properly protecting the flock. Their minds were blown after the training. Then I give them more information to take home because we've only scraped the surface of what church security is all about after 16 to 20 hours of training. There is so much more to church security than carrying a gun. In addition, I will tell you for the most part that law enforcement are no experts at church security. Yes, you heard me right. Law enforcement are no experts at church security. But for some reason, people look to them for training. This is a huge, huge misconception that most people have. I mean, they're law enforcement, so they must know about church security, right? Wrong. Over the years, I've trained a lot of law enforcement and military personnel. Most of which, when they come to my company for training, say, I'm the expert in this area and they want to get trained by me. Now, I'm not saying that to brag, rather to let you know that they are not the experts when it comes to church security. They come to people like myself who have the experience of running a team and being on a team. Now, in episode one, the Texas shooting, podcast episode number one, the man, Jack, who shot the gunman, he was a firearms trainer, okay? And he trained a lot. That's the only reason that he made that exceptional, approximately 50-foot shot to the head. Trust me when I say that most of you will never achieve the skills that he has because you're too lazy. Yet, you will think that you have these skills without the training and putting in the dirt time to acquire the ability to make a shot like this. It's just insane, people. You cannot pull off something that you have not trained to do. Over the years, I've talked to thousands of people, thousands, who carry guns, and I'm here to tell you that 99% of them have no business carrying a gun because they are not responsible enough to do what needs to be done to become proficient. By no means should any of you be okay with a bunch of gun-toting people in your church without having the correct mindset and skill set to deal with a life and death situation. If you have such people in your church and there's no church security team, I will boldly advise you to leave that church because your life and your family's lives are in grave danger. Men, we're the worst about admitting where we are with our skills. People's lives are on the line here, and we need to step up and get professional training in the area of church security training. Now, not all training is applicable to church security environments. Nothing scares me more than what's going on right now with untrained people carrying guns in a church. One CCW class, which is basically a gun safety class, does not qualify you to be combat ready. There is so much more stuff to this, people. Now, church security is the new product for a lot of firearms trainers. All of a sudden, people are now church security experts simply because they teach firearms training. Pay attention, people. Unless they have the experience at running a team, you should not train with them for the purpose of church security. Yes, it is that simple. If they do not have the experience, then why in the world are you training with them? I've been doing this for over a decade, and I'm telling you that there are a lot of people out there who are going to get you killed or other people killed. Now, what I'm not saying is that there are not other good trainers out there. Rather, what I am saying is that there's not as many as what you might think. Just because someone has law enforcement or military experience does not make them an expert at church security. And just because someone teaches firearms training does not make them an expert at church security training. Okay? I hope you hear what I'm saying. Another thing is that just because you've had X number of classes from a reputable firearms training company does not mean you own the skills. So, do not kid yourself as to what your true abilities are. Rather, know where they are. In our church security training program called The Watchman, we put things to the test to show people where they really are. By doing that, we've opened a lot of eyes and that the majority of the security team members are nowhere close to where they should be. Odds are, you aren't even close to being ready to successfully deploy your weapon in a life or death situation, out on the street, or in the church. One of the best pieces of advice that I will give you, that if you have people carrying in church who are not proficient and or are not part of the security team, is to invest in and or wear body armor. If your team does not train, and I'm saying if they are not training at least 4 hours a month, I would advise the same or leave. I just think that the solution is not to arm everybody, because not everybody's going to do what needs to be done to become proficient. I think that by giving free CCW classes away is going to do more damage than good. And I'm concerned about the safety of the people taking these classes, as well as their families, friends, and people wherever they go. Most people don't know what it takes to be able to effectively defend themselves with or without a firearm, and that's really sad. I can't condone any program that is not well thought out, or puts people in danger, and I believe that this is the case with the free CCW class. I think that what we really need is a class on the progression of what being able to protect yourself is going to take as far as money, time, energy, etc., and then have the people who are wanting to carry a firearm to commit to the program or don't do it at all. I can tell you that if people were told this up front, they probably would just walk away from the class altogether because they're looking for a quick fix to make them feel warm and fuzzy about being able to protect themselves. Most Americans are looking to the handgun as the diet pill of self-defense, and I coined that phrase many years ago, well over a decade ago, because most of us are too lazy to do what it takes to effectively protect them, ourselves or others. Now, for those of you who have stepped up and made the decision to be a watchman, I want to personally thank you for doing so, because not everyone is called to do this, and it takes a special type of person to do this type of ministry. As church security personnel, we have to protect those who do not want protection and those who do not see the need for protection. That's the reality of what we do. Not everyone's going to appreciate what we do. In fact, many are going to dislike us. However, we're not here to be liked, acknowledged, praised, etc. We are here to protect the flock. Bottom line. If you're listening to this and you're broadcasting, you're currently looking to get a team up and running, or you have a team in operation but you're looking for more training, then be sure to visit our website at www.ministry-of-defense.com for on-site training and church security conferences. Now, also we have the Watchmen DVD series, which is about 8.5 hours long, as well as an interactive online training program. So you can check those out on the website. Anyone who is serious about this ministry is going to want to further their skill set. They want to become better. They seek that knowledge. And we feel that we do a great job at providing you the edge that you need to protect the flock, because we don't just teach church security like a lot of other trainers. I've run a team for over a decade, and I know the challenges you face, and I know the skills that you need. Why in the world would you go to someone for training who does not have the experience of being on a team? It just doesn't make sense to me. Good training costs a lot of money, folks. I hope that you understand the concept that you get what you pay for, and that's true in church security as well. No one who knows what they're doing and has a truly effective plan is going to do this for cheap. I can tell you that our training is probably the most expensive out there for hands-on training. However, I can also tell you that few people come close to the quality of training that we offer. Now, some of you might be thinking right now, well, why are you charging for church security? Okay, well, let me ask you this. Why do you pay for an electrician to come and work in a facility? Why do you pay people to build your church? The good Lord told me to do this and charge for it. That's the bottom line. Now, I want to tell you that if you're paying less than $150 a day for training per person, that you're probably not getting quality training. Yeah, I know, that sounds expensive. But I've seen a lot of trainers over the years, and I've in a wide variety of training venues, and that's the minimum that I see quality professional training being offered for. That is the minimum that when I go to look for training, that I'm willing to pay for quality training. Okay, I mean, if it's any less than that, they're probably not worth it. And I'll tell you, I've been to classes where it costs less, and honestly, they were a joke. Lives are on the line here, people, and you cannot place a dollar value on that. Now, I'm not saying I haven't worked with some churches in the past on pricing, and I will do that to the best of my ability. It is what it is. I'm just telling you that because even if we don't get your business, I want your team to get quality training. I've traveled coast to coast and taken classes, all of which are in the starting price range of what I just quoted. Now, we'll come and teach you with some hands-on training if you want. Just be sure to contact us and we'll be glad to come to you. Now, even if you don't choose us to train with and you have a question or anything that we can help you out with, I've helped a lot of churches out over the years with questions and challenges, etc. I have no problem doing that, even though I don't make a dime off of it. We're all in this together, and that's what matters. Now, if you need any Kydex holsters, mag pouches, light carriers, etc., be sure to visit our website. We give a 30% discount for those who are on church security teams, and that website is modernwarriorconcealment.com. Once again, that's modernwarriorconcealment.com. All right, another thing that I want to mention is that if you're in Indiana, Ohio, there's a training group that I belong to that offers professional training at a great price. For example, pistol classes, shotgun classes, carbine, precision rifle, medical classes, etc. Now, they're not necessarily church security related, but they can and will help you become better at a lot of things for a really great price. Go to www.7ccrt.org. Once again, that's www.7ccrt.org. And do me a favor, if you decide to sign up, please use my name as the one who sent or referred you. Once again, my name's Brian LeMaster, L.A. Master, Brian with an I. So Brian LeMaster, and I'm out of Richmond, Indiana. All right, folks, that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening, and until next time, train hard, train often, and most of all, train realistically.